Yeah, how do I sound, Mr. Wayne? The level's correct. I'm just trying to keep it kosher. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, yo, check this out. Driving around town, top down, black Benz. Of course, I'm blasting my HD radio. Monday through Friday, 8 to 11. My dial's locked on that hot talk station. Tim Conway Jr., his show's so great. OG Valley stud repping 818. Been hearing forever how his dad's so good, but you won't find a dude who's less Hollywood. At 97.1, I'm his biggest fan, but he still needs a partner. Yeah, I said it, man. Hey, Jerry, cue up that big red mic. Make it hot. Let the stud start the show.
All right. Welcome, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. And it is Tuesday, so that means Carrie Kasem is with us. Nice to see you, baby.
Good to see you. Good to be back.
Look at you, darling. Yes. All right, folks. It is Tuesday here in Los Angeles. It's supposed to be hotter than hell. Tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday.
Cheers to that.
And Saturday. It's going to be in the hundreds in the valley. I think it's going to be 140 in the valley.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty bad. But that's why everybody has to stock up on beer and cigarettes and pot and cigars and wine and booze.
Yeah.
Before this weekend comes up, because you're going to need some... you know, some
hydration.
You're gonna need to take the edge off because everyone's gonna be edgy over the next couple of days. Everyone's gonna be hotter than hell. People driving are gonna be pissed. People walking around the streets are gonna be pissed. People have to work outdoors for a living, pissed off. So we're gonna turn you on to the best places to buy your favorite stuff cheap.
This is great.
We're gonna save you some money here. And if you know of a place in Southern California that you frequent that has great prices on beer, cigarettes, pot, cigars, booze, or wine, call us at the radio station, and it's a little public service that we do every once in a while.
So sweet of you.
Thank you very much.
You know, my brother actually called me up today and told me the cheapest place you can get laser done.
Is that right?
Yeah. Because you know how laser's so expensive, and
right. We're
all little monkeys, like the Kasem children. Seriously, my dad gave us so much hair, and we have great hair,
right.
But it's all over our bodies.
Okay.
So.
All right. Well, that's attractive.
I have no idea what she's saying.
All right. Here are the best prices around town, folks. If you know of them, call us here at the radio station, 520-9710. That's 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Here's an example of how I go out of my way for a decent price.
Okay.
I like to go to Gelson's to buy food because it's always fresh. There's never anybody in line. If there are more than two people in a line to check out a Gelson's, they'll open another line. The store is also always immaculate. It's always clean.
Right.
It's always, you know, it's got the greatest food, the freshest stuff. It's just a great
market. It's fantastic. And if you have a party and you want the wine and cheese party, you can get everything there. It's all diced and cut up for you.
I think it's a little more expensive than Vons or Ralph's.
Absolutely.
But it's, you know, it's food.
Yeah.
It's stuff you're putting in your body. If you're not going to spend money on that, what are you going to spend money on?
Yeah, there you go.
You know?
Gelson's are Whole Foods, I like.
Yeah. It's like, I don't remember the comedian that said this, but when it comes to toilet paper, I buy the most expensive rolls on the shelf.
Mm.
I like to go top shelf when we're dealing with that sensitive area. I like to go cheap when it comes to my ass.
But when you're sticking...
I don't like to go to be frugal when it comes to me bucket. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Got it. I totally got it.
I look for the most expensive brand.
Good.
And I go, that's got to be the softest
and best.
I
have to tell you, Tim, I found some of the softest, really nice quilted kind of stuff tends to crumble. Have you noticed? I'm not kidding, man.
Are you serious?
It's pilling
it
on you?
It tends to get stuck in there.
It's pilling on you.
I guess that's what it is. Pilling,
all right,
crumbling.
Well, then you got to move on to a harsher paper. Why don't you just use, paper towels. Or just like, paper bags from Gelson's.
We're into the show by 3 minutes and I can't breathe.
Why don't you just use the Gelson's bags?
Yeah.
Keep them right next to the toilet.
You know what I actually do now?
What?
I bought myself an extra large kitty litter box right in there. Just kitty litter. And you can take it anywhere.
It looks, yeah. She's not kidding either, folks. She has a big litter box in her bathroom. And
in my office.
And then she wonders, and like she'll sit in bed at night and stare at the ceiling and go, why am I single?
No, but you know, they would not put a bathroom in my office, for real? stuck a kitty litter box.
Did you really?
In the corner.
Wait, you seriously have gone in a kitty litter box?
But I'm like, come on, guys. You're not going to stick, you know.
Have you ever gone into a kitty litter
No,
box?
I swear I haven't. Okay. But
that would be a new low.
We really did have to. This is when I was doing my morning radio show. We had to go into the next building if we wanted to use the bathroom.
Is that right?
Yes. And we had only a few minutes in between.
Oh, Bubba.
So I literally stuck a cat box in the corner and threatened to use it.
Oh, Bubba.
Yeah. That was funny.
All right, here's some good prices I'm going to turn you on to. Oh. If you're going to buy beer this weekend, May 16th through the 18th, that's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Get ready for Memorial Day weekend. You got some great prices at Smart and Final, everybody. Smart and Final is offering a 12-pack of Corona for $10.99 plus CRV. But that is a great price. Also, if you want to get a 30-pack of Budweiser or Bud Light, Smart and Final, a 30-pack, 12-ounce cans, $14.99. It's like 50 cents a beer. How do you beat that?
Pretty good.
Yeah, those are great prices. Good. Here's another one, gang. Food for Less. I got my newspaper here. Like an old man with coupons. Food for Less, a 30-pack of Miller Lite. $16.98. A 30-pack.
It's pretty
really?
Good.
Yeah, it's 30 beers.
That's pretty good.
Oh, I mean, what a deal that is.
You know, what you could do, too, is get everybody to pitch in, drive down to Mexico, load up, like, the pickup with a ton of beer, you know, Mexican beer, and bring it on up here and sell it and make a profit.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm into that. I mean, that's a lot of... First of all, you get killed when you go to Tijuana. And then I think the customs might be on to guys doing that. It's like, what's in the bag? Nothing. It sounds like there's bottles shaking back there.
They don't let you pull it across? You buy some beer?
I think there's a limit to what you can bring across.
Well.
But anyway, you go to Food for Less, and you get yourself a 30-pack of Miller Lite for $16.98.
Are you kidding me? What a deal!
That is a deal. Look at that. But here's what I do. When I go to Gelson's for food, and I leave Gelson's, and I go buy beer elsewhere, because at Gelson's it's more expensive, and beer is beer.
Right.
So I'm going to tell you about a gas station in the Valley, all right? And I go out of my way to get to this gas station. I literally leave Gelson's to go to Oxnard and Reseda. And there's an Arco gas station on that corner.
Yeah.
Reseda and Oxnard. And they sell Heineken 12-packs for $12.99 all the time. You never get stuck with the $16.99, $17. You never get stuck with the big prices. Oxnard and Reseda, $12.99 all the time. That's the best price in the Valley, man.
And you mentioned Tim Conway's name, and they'll throw in an extra set of Ginsu knives.
And then if I want to buy vodka, and I enjoy that once in a while, the Grey Goose, the best deal I've seen on Grey Goose is at a liquor store on Corbin and Ventura.
Oh, yeah, I know Corbin and Ventura.
Yeah, there's a little liquor store.
Very well, yeah, right there, right across from Corbin Bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of Middle Eastern joints.
There's
in
two
that.
Of them, actually, right on Corbin. There's one right across the street from another one. Do you know what I mean?
They're like... One of them used to be a liquor store. I think one's now a 7-Eleven.
Oh, okay.
But the one on the north side of the street, the northeast corner of Corbin and Ventura, northeast corner of Corbin and Ventura, a liquor store there, and a decent sized bottle of Grey Goose, $29.99 all the
but
time.
But not the Costco size, because Costco has some really good, you know, prices on their vodka.
Yeah. No, that's I mean, when you're buying, you know, 4 gallons of vodka, you know, and that's all you're buying, that maybe, you know, baby wipes or diapers, that's a bigger problem. But no, I'm just talking about your casual vodkas.
Right, right.
Because, you know, guys will do that. I'm not in the minority. Guys will go one place to get a bottle of vodka, another place to get their beer, another place to get their cigarettes, and then another place to get their food. And they drive around.
Yeah, but by the time they finish driving all those miles, all the money that they would have saved on gas would have, you know, kind of evens out.
I don't think it does.
You don't think so, really?
I don't think it does. I mean, you know, if I leave Gelson's, I think it's like $18, $17 for a 12-pack of Heineken. Down at Oxnard and Reseda, it's $12.99. So I say $5.
Is it worth the? I got the good deal. I mean, that's pretty. That's
I just
pretty
like
close.
I don't like buying Heineken at $16.99.
Yeah.
I'm beyond that.
Well, when you can save a few bucks.
Yeah, like the $12.99. All right, the best prices in Southern California on beer, wine, hard liquor, cigarettes, cigars, pot, and beer. Did I mention beer?
Yeah.
I think I did.
Yeah.
All right, here are the phone numbers. 520-9710. That's 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Another good deal is BevMo.
Oh, BevMo's good.
Yeah.
We got a BevMo next to the Petco. Go get your kitty litter. Go get your drinks.
There's a comedian that came on, and he did like a whole run on that, where we're getting so lazy now that we're shortening all the names of these stores. Like Mickey D's, BevMo.
KFC.
Yeah, Petco. Like you can't say, you know, Pet Company.
The Pet Company.
The Pet Company.
Right.
Yeah, I go Petco.
BevMo. It's ridiculous.
BevMo, KFC. I mean, yeah, we just shorten everything.
It is. It's shortening up everything.
BK.
Everybody's giving themselves nicknames as well, though.
Yeah, I'm eating at Carl's. I mean, it's going to kill you to say Carl's Jr.? My mom used to do that. Mom used to shorten everything.
Taco Bell so far is stuck with Taco Bell. Have you noticed?
Yeah.
I mean, people call it Taco Hell.
Right. Now, but I think Taco, how much short, you know, maybe the Bell. I'm going to the Bell. I've heard that before.
Oh, Starbucks? How annoying is that? Have you heard of that one?
No.
Oh, that's awful.
Starbucks?
Starbucks for Starbucks.
Oh, get out
of
here.
Oh, no, it's awful.
I thought those were Arby's.
No. Starbucks is I've had girlfriends say that. What?
Oh, babo. They call it the border? The Taco Bell? I'm taking a run to the border?
Can they run for the border, Tim?
Oh, babo. Please, that's when you're really, really too into it. All right, the best prices on crap you shouldn't have in your life. 520-9710. Yvette in Glendale, you're on 97.1.
$9.99
Hey.
$24.99
Listen to these two idiots. Hello.
Yes.
What are you doing here? What do you want to say when you go on?
I want to talk about Hammer Liquor Store. That's where I buy my liquor, and I want to let them know that Grey Goose is $24.99, and I buy my Patron there $39.99.
Okay.
And it's in the city of Glendale.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
We'll put you on, okay?
Okay.
All right, Alan in Ranch, Porter Ranch on 97.1.
It's Porter Ranch, my man.
Hey, dude.
Yeah, the best place to get your buds right now, Granada Hills Pharmacy, $5 grams.
Is that right?
Yeah, boys, $5 grams, $40 A's. Got to have the club card, but are you
Look
in?
You.
You're in like sin, boy.
There you go. Yeah, I guess you do have to have a prescription for that, though. You can't just walk in and get it.
No, yeah, you got to
have
that.
Do you have a prescription for pot?
No.
Randy, do you have one of those? You should get one.
I'm working on it.
You really enjoy the weed.
I enjoy the weed.
Yeah, he gets so high so quickly, man. That guy's the lightest weight. Out of all the people I know, he's the heaviest lightweight on the planet.
It's not a good ratio?
Nah, it's because you take one hit, man, and you're gone.
It's weird because I'm the opposite with beer. It takes me about 20 beers to get effed up. But
well, I don't know. Hey, Gina's seen Randy drink. Does it take him 20 beers to get effed up?
Yeah, it takes him a while to get effed up with beer, but he really is the one-hit wonder with pot.
Yeah, he gets rolling.
Yeah, very quickly.
Yeah. He gets all, he crosses his arm and puts his head down. And he crosses his feet, and he just starts laughing his ass off, man.
And then he starts asking for it weird with mime. Can I get some of that? And then he, like, pretends like he's smoking.
When have you guys all sat around and smoked out?
Whenever Sam Phillips is on the show.
Because
she, at the end of the show, she parties everybody out.
I see.
And I drive home in the valley, so I don't take a hit, but these youngsters, man, they really get rolling.
Sure.
All right, the cheapest price on crap you shouldn't have. Yvette in Glendale, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Yes, I'm calling to say that the best place in Glendale to buy is Hammer Liquor Store, and I buy Grey Goose there for $24.99.
$24.99?
Yes.
I gotta get out there.
Best deals on Grey Goose.
I gotta get out there.
I know, and Patron, I buy it for $39.99.
Yeah, because Tim,
what
you're...
deal!
Your deal was 29, huh?
Yeah, that's a better
deal.
Yeah,
it's a little better. Maybe you should drive on out to Glendale.
Wait. Yeah, they're in Glendale. They're very customer service, and they have a lot of options for beer, hard liquor. Also, they have good cigars.
Good cigars.
I don't smoke cigars, but I buy that for my husband.
And how much was the Grey Goose?
$24.99.
Wow.
What the f***?
So go out there. It's the best, cheapest place in Glendale, Hammer Liquor. Glendale.
Wait, let me ask you a question. Is for a big bottle of Grey Goose or vodka?
Yes, big bottle.
Wow.
And what's the name of the joint?
Hammered Liquor Store in Glendale.
Hammered.
Hammered.
Hammered. Hammered, yes.
Oh, I see. That's all right. That's a pretty cool name. All right, thanks,
yeah,
Yvette.
Yeah, it's a cool name. You're welcome. Bye.
All right. Hey, you got to love a chick who knows her, you know, liquor prices.
You know where I went the other night? I don't know if you're going to know. The Barrel.
The Barrel?
The Barrel. It's on Van Nuys Boulevard.
I mean, it's just this. Bar,
no, not at all. It's a tiny little dive bar, and it was at the end of the night, and we're like, let's go in. Let's see how much the drinks were. They're pretty good price. Pretty good price. Seriously, we all had some tequila. It's nice.
Good for you, man. Enjoy yourself.
Look at that. I've been to most of the dive bars now in the Valley.
Yeah, there's some great ones. And when I was single, I used to go to them. Now that I'm married, I just pass them by and cry. Scott in Calabasas, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Well, this one you have to sort of plan it out because it's only twice a year. But BevMo, for their wines, when they have their nickel sale, is a real legitimate sale. You go in there, they've got anywhere from 250 to 300 wines.
Right.
And you know what? The only thing is you got to stock up because last time I finished all mine and I had to wait another month for the sale to come on.
A nickel sale, like they're not really giving a bottle of wine away for a nickel.
It's a buy one, get one for a nickel.
Okay. Buy one, get, are they getting,
buy one,
is it old?
And you get one at the same price for a nickel?
Really age. But I don't get it. What, are they just clearing out? I mean, doesn't wine age, don't they? Isn't it the longer you keep wine on the shelf, most of it gets more expensive? No?
Well, I don't know.
Well, the trick is you really have to get in there literally on the first weekend. And if you're a club member, you get a sort of something in the mail that tells you come the weekend before the rest of the people come. And you go in there. And I went to the one in Canoga Park on the Saturday that the sale started. And the scary thing is I found a woman that worked there at 10:30 in the morning who was already tasting and was already half lit helping me out.
Hey, dude, you're a club member?
I am.
Wow, look at you. All right, dude, thanks for calling. That is really a pet peeve of mine. When somebody says they're a club member of something that's free.
It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, it's like I'm a Ralph's club member.
I get it. But don't you have to pay to be a club member in BevMo? No. It's free?
Yeah, it's free.
Free?
Yeah, it's like a Vons. Like when people say, I'm a club member at Vons. Oh, really? How'd you get in? Did you have to pay the greens fees to get into that country club? How'd you get into the Vons club? Did you have to have like two references? Did you have to have two people vouch for you that you do like groceries and you'll buy groceries there?
He'll like, use a salad bar at least once a week.
They say it with the same tone as people say they're members of Hillcrest Country Club. You know, well, I'm a member of BevMo. Really? Wow. You have any proof of that? Yes, I do, right here on my keychain. A little card on my keychain right here with a hole in it. You see that? That's mine. I'm a club member of BevMo.
So what about Costco? Is that even more prestigious then because you have to pay to get in?
Now, Costco.
Yeah, look at that.
Listen, I'm a member of Costco. And I've got to pay $45 every year.
A proud card-carrying member.
I'm a proud card-carrying member of that establishment. Sam's Club is another one that I'd brag about, but I'm a member of the Ralph's Club.
Yeah. Well, otherwise, you don't get your discounts. How ridiculous is that? I mean, seriously, come on.
I like when somebody says, like, I've seen this before, when somebody goes through the line at Ralph's, and they spend like $250 on groceries, and they'll say, hey, you want a Ralph's card? And they say, no, I don't want a Ralph's card. And they say, well, you can save $48 right now if I give you the Ralph's card. And it's like, no, I'm not interested. I'm like, dude, she's going to give you $48 back if you just sign your name on that card. It's like, yeah, I'm not really into it. Some people are nuts. All right, gang, the best prices in all of Southern California. We're looking for a deal, man.
What a deal.
Yes, the best deals in Southern California on cigarettes and pot and booze, wine, liquor, beer.
Kitty litter.
All that stuff.
Toilet paper.
520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Kerry Kasem is with us. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. Hey, now that's a great price, man.
Laid back. With my mind on my money and my
money on my mind. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. Kerry Kasem is with us. Always nice to see you, dude.
Yeah, good to see you, too. Great topic.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you very much. Yeah. Well, you know what? A lot of guys are out there, and they love the beer. They love the wine, the hard liquors, cigarettes, and pot. and they're spending all their money on gas nowadays. Everyone's broke.
Yeah,
everybody
true.
I know has money problems.
It's true. So what you want to do is find the cheapest places that are the closest, I guess,
exactly.
together, so you're not driving all around using the gas.
But even if you drive, like I get in my Subaru probably about 20 miles to the gallon.
Yeah.
So if I drive 20 miles, I'm only spending, you know, $4, but I'm saving all kinds of money on liquor.
20 miles and you're saving $4?
20 miles and I'm only spending $4 if I spend... If I go 20 miles,
I get it. Yeah, yeah. So yeah, I get it. So you're
as long as I save
more than $4, you're good. Yeah, got it.
I'm in.
Got it.
All right, Rory and Pomona, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, what's up? How you doing?
All right, dude.
My deal is not as high class as the $39.99 Patron, but over here at the Rite Aid in Laverne, you can get a 30 pack of Milwaukee's Best for $10.99.
Wow,
yeah.
For 30 beers.
30 beers.
That is unbelievable. And it's called Milwaukee's Best.
Yeah, and they couldn't call it the best if it wasn't, you know? Truth
well,
and advertising.
I don't know about that. I mean, you set up a Milwaukee's Best next to the other beer they make in Milwaukee, and I think you'd be hard-pressed to find that the best beer around.
Well, it's best compared to a natural ice, which is in the same aisle.
Yeah.
A natural ice.
Man, you're really stepping it up there, huh, dude?
Hey, I'm laughing all the way to the bank. I didn't get rich by spending all the money on alcohol.
All right. Yeah, but aren't the hangovers with Milwaukee's Best the worst?
No, they're about the same. Of all the crap beers that are in the far left aisle, Milwaukee's Best is the easiest. Like, Pabst kind of feels like you're drinking carpet tacks. And
but if you
tastes like varnish.
What if you actually want a good tasting beer? Like Kilkenny or something like Boddington's or something like that. Can we find any deals on good tasting beer?
Yeah, you buy one, and then you get wasted on the 30 Milwaukee's Best, and you really enjoy that one.
But Rory, when you go to a party and you're tagging, you're dragging some Milwaukee's Best into the party, don't you put it in the fridge and then attack the better beers?
I've been known to do that, but you know, you always have that standby too. It's like 3 a.m. and you're all out of booze and you're considering drinking triple sec. Then all of a sudden you keep that buzz going. You see that someone had a whole thing of Milwaukee's Best. So you're usually the hero. Hey, this is beer.
All right, dude. Okay. That guy's going to blow out his liver by about 11 o'clock tonight. All right, let's talk to Vero. You're on 97.1 Free FM. You got a beat on some cheap crap?
Dude, I got killer deal on cigarettes, dude. Carton of cigarettes, or any kind of cigarettes that you want in Glendale. This place is called KMV Tobacco.
How much?
$21 a carton, dude.
Wait, how much?
$21 a carton.
That's the best price in the valley, man.
That's the best price, hands down. Let me tell you how it works. This guy goes overseas and gets these, like, duty-free cigarettes, you know? And he brings them over to the States, and they're good cigarettes. They're not these fake Mexican cigarettes.
All right, dude, you're a big stud, man. I don't know if that's... I think there's, you know, a lot of these cigarette joints, they sell cigarettes that I don't believe that the state of California is getting a piece of.
I see.
You know?
I see.
I always look for the California seal on there so I don't get hammered and busted. Like all these clowns.
Would you get busted if you went into a store and bought them? Wouldn't the store get busted?
No, I think if you walk around and you got a pack of cigarettes on you that doesn't have the California seal on it, I think technically, like, you could get busted for that.
Really?
I think so. Ah. I think so. Or at least the cops will ask you where you got
it. Where you got it. That's what I'm thinking.
And then do you rat your cigarette dealer out or not?
But how many cops have come up to you while you were smoking and looked for a seal on your pack of cigarettes?
You'd be surprised.
Come on now.
You'd be surprised.
Tim?
Especially if you're in Calabasas. If you even think of a cigarette in Calabasas, they'll shoot you.
Yeah, they have all those new laws now.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
You can't smoke in your apartment in Calabasas.
Yeah, that's true. And and now you can't smoke in the car with your kid.
Right.
Yeah.
No, I don't like that law either. Because, you know, any time a guy is smoking a cigarette with his kid in the car, he's halfway on the hood anyway. He's got two arms out and his body's halfway out of the car anyway.
So, I have to tell you, if there's somebody smoking in front of me in their car and I have my air conditioning on, it pulls it right in. Right in. I'm just.
Well, then you can enjoy it too.
Exactly. Thanks for the free smoke, buddy.
All right, let's talk to Michael in Manhattan Beach. You're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you, sir?
Hey, yeah, I'd like to start off by saying, Babu.
Babu, you're the best. Yeah, there she is.
Babu.
Babu.
I enjoy listening to you guys every time I come home.
Thank you, sir.
I mean, yeah, you guys
come home often?
Yeah. When I don't stop by the strip bars and the casinos, yeah.
Yeah, you're perfect. You're a perfect member of this audience.
But listen, I'm a construction worker, and what I want to give the audience a clue in on is I went to the 99-cent store. And I'm over the, you know, buying expensive sunglasses and
You're over buying anything expensive if you're at the store.
Yeah. So I'm always looking
You've said F it to quality.
The BBD.
Right.
And what I noticed is I went into the 99-cent store about a week ago, and I filled up on like $20 worth of sunglasses, hence, you know, paying, you know,
right,
$120.
And now you're blind?
And I noticed... Well, no, I noticed on each frame, there were $25, $35 sunglasses at Mervyn's or Macy's or at Nordstrom's at one point in time.
Is that right?
Yeah. And I was surprised because I got a few compliments on, you know, I haven't worn them all yet, but on the few pairs that I have worn, people have complimented and said, hey, where'd you get those?
And what do you tell them?
You know what? My close friends, the 99-cent store.
Right. But you mean these are real good quality? These are good quality?
Good quality. I mean, for God's sake, I mean, if you're buying them at Nordstrom's, you're thinking they're good quality. But for what I do, which is construction work, I'm either scratching them, breaking them,
right,
or losing them.
Yeah.
Hey, strip bar do you go to in that area?
I go to Sangria. I'm friends with Mike and Kevin. Mike's the manager over there. And
it's not a strip bar, though.
Sangria?
Oh, great people, good crowd. They got good jazz on Wednesday.
Bubbo, what strip bar do you go to? Not what bar do you go to?
Oh, shit. All right, the Jet Strip, the Wild Goose.
All right.
You know what? When I just, you know, after work, I like to have a beer, shoot some pool, look at some tail.
You know, a friend of mine actually owns Sangria and in Hermosa Beach. I don't know if he still does, but at one point he did.
Uh-huh.
And that
there's like three owners.
Yeah, I think he's one of them. But I mean, that place is a gold mine.
Sangria? I've never been down there.
It is beautiful.
I mean, I've been down there. I've never been to Sangria.
You know, it's next door to Sharky's, and Sharky's just, you know, within the last year and a half burned down. And
is that right?
Now Sharky's?
I didn't know that.
Right. Yeah, it burned down. They're rebuilding now. They're projecting a to come back by the summer. I think August.
All right, well, call us when that happens.
They didn't get the hint the first time, I guess.
Well, a lot of those times, you know, you get a grease fire in that.
Right.
I don't know what Sharky's. I mean, they have pretty good food there and pretty natural food. I don't know what's happened down there. Well, they burned that joint down. All right, the best places to buy crap you shouldn't have: cigarettes, beer, vodka, hard liquors, wine, pot, cigars, you name it. We got to turn this audience on to the best prices, save you folks a little dough out there. Let's talk to Steve in Azusa. You're on 97.1.
Hey, what's up, Conway?
Hey, what's up, dude?
Hey, man, what's up? Hey, I just want to let you know to all my buddies, my beer drinking buddies out there, you can buy a 36 pack of Bud Light for $18.80 out the door at Superior Market in Azusa on Arrow Highway.
$18.80?
Yeah, $18.80, buddy.
Hey, now that's a great price, man.
A 36 pack.
For $18.80.
$18.80, buddy.
That's the price? You're out of your mind.
That's the cheapest price I can ever find, and I drink every day.
No fucking way.
No, I swear.
That is a good price.
For a 36 pack.
Yeah, but you know what, dude? When you start getting into 36 packs,
I know.
No. I'm not going to get down on you. I'm just going to tell you that it's when you start having to go to a chiropractor because your beer is too heavy. I think you're overdoing it.
This isn't for a party?
This is for a household.
Listen, I love a beer.
Babu.
I love a beer like the next guy, and obviously you do too. But when you buy 36 at a time, you know you're gonna throw a disc out.
You know, if Sam were here, she could be telling him to go to Dr. Jenna Fajora. You know, it's a plug right there.
Yeah, or Dr. Filler too.
Dr. Filler, exactly.
Eventually, someday I'll need a counselor, but for right now, it's cool.
Yeah. All right, dude. Well, you know what? Eventually you're going to be in a wheelchair, but then maybe. Hey, listen, you can put that 36-pack on your lap and roll home.
He won't feel it if he drinks it all.
That is a real chick magnet. If you're in a wheelchair and you've broken your back because you've drank so many 36-packs in your life, and you got a 36-pack on your wheelchair, and you're rolling with your gloves with no fingers all the way back to your studio apartment. Oh. Chicks will just line up.
Hot.
Yeah, he's like the Pied Piper of women. All right, the best prices on crap you shouldn't have.
Oh.
Cigarettes, booze, hard liquor, wine, beer, cigars, and pot. All this crap you shouldn't have, but where's the best prices in Southern California?
Why haven't we added in hookers?
I think it's illegal.
Well, so's pot. I mean, I guess you could have a license for it.
Yeah, you can. You have to have a...
Somebody could, you know, Nevada has got a bunch of different ranches.
Yeah, you have to have a prescription for pot.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be great if you had a prescription for hookers? It's like, I got... my doctor told me if I don't relieve myself, you know, once a day, my prostate will blow up, so I have a prescription for hookers.
You kind of do when your doctor says you're stressed out, you take a trip to Vegas, and you just kind of... a few miles outside of the town.
Wouldn't you love to go to a doctor who says, you know, the one thing you're missing in your life is you don't have enough hookers in your life.
Right, not enough sex. Get a hooker.
All right, 520-9710, 888-520-9710. Carrie Kasem is with us, and we're live on 97.1 Free FM. Oh my God. Good deal.
When the sun goes down, Jim Conway Jr. knows what's up. Yeah, I know.
FMO!
The Jim Conway Jr. Show on 97.1 SoCal's FM Talk Station.
So I got up and strolled over to the other side of the cantina. I asked the guy, why are you so fly? He said, Funky Comadina.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Carrie Kasem is with us.
Yeah.
And we have the news coming up at 9 o'clock with Gina Grad, plus a very special guest that will talk to you about how to make your house more green. And a big convention going on downtown Los Angeles called Green West. So all you guys that want to go green out there, go down there and get all that green stuff, man. Now, I'm not talking about weed. Talking about saving energy.
You really have to talk about like the differences with this audience.
Yeah.
They'll tune in.
I know.
And then they'll get angry.
This is the real green audience.
What?
This is the why didn't you leave me any green audience?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, folks. You got to save all the money you can. This country is in a wild recession, even though technically we're not in a recession. Everyone's feeling the pinch. And everyone's busted out. So we're going to try to save you as much money as you can so you continue, you know, enjoying things like pot and beer and wine and liquor, cigars, cigarettes. You got to enjoy those things still.
What about the caffeine addicts like me? I'm telling you, I think I'm out of it today because I stopped caffeine 2 days ago. I'm really out of it.
Do you have a headache?
I had one. I had took some aspirin. But I'm dead serious. It's addicting. It's awful. And those Starbucks and that coffee bean and tea leaf place, ridiculous prices, ridiculous. So you know what? I started
McDonald's.
Going,
they got premium coffee there.
No, I started. I'm telling you,
I've seen that John Boyle drink it.
7-Eleven. 7-Eleven, cheap coffee, good coffee.
Yeah.
Now I'm off of it. I'm trying. I really am trying.
I was off caffeine for 2 months and I couldn't stand. I'm back on Coke.
Yeah.
All right. The best prices in town on crap you shouldn't have. Drew in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1.
TCJ, what's going on?
Hey, dude.
So I know where you can get, I can hook you up a little bit. You can get a pallet of beer and a pallet of ham for $1,000.
How many beers is that?
That's 25,000 beers.
And you can get 25,000 beers for $1,000?
And a pallet of ham, which is approximately about 1,400 pounds of ham.
And
now you gotta hire a guy to help you get it home. That's gonna cost you an extra $250, but for $1,250, you're living on beer and ham.
Guy can't be serious. Guy can't be serious.
You're on beer and ham for the month.
Hey. A month? You could get at least two out of that.
Are you kidding me? What a deal! That is a sweet deal, dude.
Are you interested? You got to come to me.
You got the guy?
I got the guy.
All right, dude. I'm coming down there for a
leave your number.
Pallet, 25,000 beers. It's like you're stealing the shit. All right. Is it 2,500 beers or 25,000?
It's 25,000 beers.
25,000 beers.
All right. Any beer? Wait, hold on. Any beer?
No, only domestic brands.
Right. All right. Hold on a second.
Yeah, seriously, give us your number.
No, this guy calls all the time. It's very funny.
Is he kidding, though?
Yeah, of course he's kidding. 25,000
beers? 25,000 beers for $1,000?
For $1,000?
Great.
Is that
for party
4 cents
time.
A beer?
I'm telling you, pool parties?
I bet it's more than that.
For the rest of your life.
All right. We're going to send you National Lampoon's Cattle Call on DVD. Three would-be filmmakers set out for a fake casting call. And they find new girls to date. Oh, that sounds pretty cool. Pick up your favorite retailer today.
I was really angry when I realized that wasn't a real movie. I went out for that.
You did?
Oh, yeah. And I totally, thought this was a real movie.
Oh, you went out for this?
Oh, yeah.
National Lampoon's Cattle Call?
Yeah.
They have you in the movie?
Yeah, actually they did. And I was really upset that I didn't get, the part that I went out for. No, I was not in that movie. But how awful would that be? Seriously, you're a girl, you think you're going out for a movie, and then the guys are trying to date you, and that's on film.
Yeah, but they aren't all guys doing that anyway. But listen to how flat this last line is of this giveaway. Pick it up at your favorite retailer today.
Jesus Christ.
Your favorite retailer. Who's your favorite retailer? All right, let's talk to Edgar in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1. How are you, dude?
Hey, what's up?
All right, where do you get the cheap beer?
Well, it's a deal sort of like the Milwaukee's Best, except for it's MGD, and you get it for like about 14-something, almost $15.
For how many?
For 30, 32, I don't remember.
Are you kidding me? What a deal!
It's basically like 50 cents of beer plus tax,
That's pretty good. Where do you get it?
Well, it's not even a liquor store. It's a Rite Aid.
Oh, Rite Aid. All right.
Yeah.
All right. What a find.
I want to ask you a question, too.
You got it, dude.
I was up in, what's it called, San Juan Capistrano, a few months back.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried a beer called Great White and Alley Cat, but I can't find it anywhere around here, in L.A.
Well, the best place the only place I've seen it, and the best place to get it is in San Juan Capistrano.
So you don't know anywhere here near L.A.?
No, I don't know. I don't know. I've never heard of it. Great White?
Yeah.
No, I heard of the band Great White, but I've never heard the beer.
No. This is a beer. This...
Dude, we can't use that F word on the air.
Oh, my bad.
There's a restaurant in Valencia that serves Alley Cat and Great White.
Great White?
Valencia?
Yeah, it's called, it's on Lyons Avenue. It is,
well,
it's a
the
sandwich
guy,
place.
Where do you live?
Me? I live in L.A.
Yeah, so dude, you're giving him a place that's as far as San Juan Capistrano to get.
Yeah, but they have it. It's a sandwich shop.
It's like, well, I know where it is. Next time you're in Santa Barbara, it's right near the pier. Hey, dude.
Yeah.
You're a big stud.
Thanks, man.
Okay. There it goes.
You know what I get at Rite Aid?
One.
Yeah. Two for five. Those pallets of water.
Great White used to be my nickname in high school. That's really
what?
Weird. Yeah, I went to an all-black high school.
Are you serious?
Yes, yeah. And I was the only white guy there.
And they called you Great White?
Great White, yeah. My nickname. Use that term on the air! Oh, jeez.
Sorry.
All right. News is coming up with Gina Grad, everybody, 9 o'clock. What's happening in the news, Gina?
Well, the Donald might have a special new celebrity apprentice up his sleeve, and a celebrity throws a talent fit. And unfortunately for him, it was caught on tape. This and more after the break.
Bobo, look at you. All right, then we have David Letterman's top 10 list coming up, and here to tell you about that is Randy Wang.
Tonight it's the top 10 reasons you don't want to go into a 7-Eleven, I believe.
All right, the top 10 things you don't want to hear at a 7-Eleven.
There we go.
I got it.
It's so funny, Tim.
It's hysterical?
It's hysterical. I was laughing my ass off last night when I watched it at home.
Is that right?
It was
all
great.
Right, excellent. All right, that's coming up. And then we come back. We're going to show you how to save money and go green in that house. There's a big convention downtown Los Angeles.
Hey,
a lot of people are
interested
in that.
That Randy looked a little thinner.
Yeah. Big stud.
Yeah.
All right, this is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Kerry Kasem's with us. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. That's the best price in the valley, man.